Traumatic memory on trial. At least 24 men had claimed they were molested by Paul Shanley, and many of them reached civil settlements with the Boston Archdiocese. Julian was the only victim who was called to testify in Shanley's trial. In February 2005, the former priest was found guilty on 2 counts of raping a child and 2 counts of assault and battery on a child. He was sentenced to 12 to 15 years in prison. In 2007, Shanley's attorney, Robert F. Shaw Jr., filed a motion for a new trial, challenging Shanley's convictions as a miscarriage of justice. Shaw tried to make the case that repressed memories were not generally accepted in the scientific community, that the convictions were based on junk science, and that there had been insufficient testimony about the scientific status of repressed memories before the trial. The appeal was rejected by the original trial judge, but 2 years later was taken up by the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts. Almost 100 leading psychiatrists and psychologists from around the United States and 8 foreign countries signed an amicus curiae brief stating that repressed memory has never been shown to exist and that it should not have been admitted as evidence. However, on January 10, 2010, the court unanimously upheld Shanley's conviction with this statement. In sum, the judge's finding that the lack of scientific testing did not make unreliable the theory that an individual may experience dissociative amnesia was supported in the record. There was no abuse of discretion in the admission of expert testimony on the subject of dissociative amnesia. In the following chapter, I'll talk more about memory and forgetting, and about how the debate over repressed memory, which started with Freud, continues to be played out today.